the quadrennial civic election rodeo for a chance to occupy the hallowed legislative chamber on 2nd Avenue is in full swing. One of the peculiarities of that calling is the limited number of requirements applicants must meet to get a foot in the door. Other than being at least 18 years of age, a Canadian citizen, a BC resident and not disqualified under the Local Government Act, or other statutes, no special educational background, training, or workplace qualifications are required. Still, for members of a decision-making body entrusted to oversee a multi-million dollar capital program, a cluster of personal attributes will go a long way to ensure success once they take office. When contacted, several observers who were previously directly involved in local municipal politics, or are currently in the mix, stepped up to the plate to offer specifics. Brackendale resident, Glenn Campbell, has been affiliated with a long list of community organizations and projects, including the Brackendale Fall Fair, the District of Squamish Economic Development Office, the District of Squamish Natural Risk Management Plan and the Employment Land Survey. She has also been an avid council watcher for the better part of two decades. During the 2014 civic election, she tossed her hat into the ring, and although she fell short of getting the nod from the electorate, she collected several useful insights from the experience. In her opinion, to succeed in office, candidates should have a proven leadership record in organizations with which they have been affiliated and a successful history of handling controversy and personal challenges. As well, familiarity with the Community Charter and Local Government Act is important. Both documents set out the functions of municipalities and regional districts, specific local government obligations and the roles and responsibilities of elected officials. Corinne Lonsdale spent 25 years at Muni Hall, as a councillor and mayor, the first woman to hold that high office. Although she has retired from the political arena, she brings a wealth of accumulated insider knowledge to the table. She said council deliberations can be complicated and the job comes with a steep learning curve, especially in a community undergoing such dramatic changes. A thick skin is essential because you will never be able to make all the people happy. You may lose more friends than you make and those you do make may forget you real fast after you are no longer on council, she added. Current council member, Jenna Stoner, said one observation from her time in office is the need to be resilient in the face of foundational disruptions. The biggest challenge was related to the COVID pandemic, during which council spent 2 years adjusting to a virtual setting. While I'm still impressed with how nimbly we were able to move online, a kudos to staff. It made it more difficult to connect with citizens, community groups, and even with staff and fellow council members, she pointed out. In her estimation, one of the major highlights was her colleagues' respectful attitude towards each other. Incumbent councillor, John French, said, "It's my belief that those interested in seeking public office should bring exactly what they bring, whatever that is." But, he added, essential personal qualities include, being open-minded, empathetic, thoughtful, optimistic and adventurous. He believes the most effective council is a diverse group with a broad range of experiences. Council members also need to put individual agendas aside and come to the table with the community's best interests in mind. Chris Pettingle, like several of his council colleagues, works full-time in addition to his duties as an elected community representative. He said effective time management is essential for success. And for council members who are in a relationship, having a patient and supportive partner is vital because both individuals will need to make significant sacrifices. Ultimately, a major takeaway from this discussion is council aspirants should be prepared to function in a multidimensional and, at times, demanding environment. As a reminder, a good suggestion is to head over to the Stawamish Chief and read the advisory sign posted at the start of the Three Peaks hiking trail. It states, "This is not a walk in the park." Helmut Manzel is a longtime Squamish columnist and political commentator.